Bamfield Main Road has been closed since August 11 and the Ministry of Transportation has no timeline on when the crucial road connecting communities on the west coast to Port Alberni will reopen. The road is managed by several different organizations, including the ministry and 15 kilometers owned by Mosaic Forest Management. Part of the road that is managed by Mosaic has become unsafe due to damage from the Mount Underwood wildfire that initially led to the road closure. Potential for rocks and trees to fall along with a slope damaged by the fire have prompted Mosaic to ask for ministry help in getting the road back into traveling condition. Darcy Henderson, Mosaic's chief operating officer, said, "Multiple geotechnical engineering surveys have already been done and BC Wildfire Service, BCWS, has determined the road is unsafe for any transit. Safety remains our top priority in all decisions," Henderson said in a statement. The wildfire, while being held, is still burning. Its perimeter as of the end of the weekend was 3,525 hectares. Once BCWS has cleared Mosaic to access the road, more surveys will be done and the company will work with the ministry to repair the road. There is substantial work necessary over the coming weeks and months ahead to reopen Bamfield Road. Ensuring the safety of the traveling public is the top priority, and the province will continue to provide technical resources and support to Mosaic throughout this process, said Mike Farnworth, Minister of Transportation and Transit, in a news release. For people who live in the Bamfield area, including DT. And Huiht communities, the only route to larger communities by land is the Yubu Road through Lake Cowichan. This adds several extra hours and the road's poor condition has caused more than a dozen flat tires among travelers. Those who live on that side of the road closure rely on Port Alberni for necessities like medical care. The Ministry of Transportation said it will work on making Yubu Road more accessible and safe for the increased number of travelers. Graders were on the road in the past couple of weeks in an effort to improve conditions on the logging road. "We acknowledge and appreciate the primacy of safety that Mosaic has always held close as a core value, and we also want to underline the level of cooperation and communication that they have demonstrated throughout this whole emergency situation," said John Jack, chief counselor of Huiht First Nations, and chair of the Alberni-Clayoquot Regional District. "While the situation itself is packed with challenges, we look forward to surmounting them with partners such as Mosaic and the provincial government." When the fire started, Bamfield asked that visitors refrain from coming to the community as it grappled with anxiety, reduced services and a power outage. The community is now inviting people back to enjoy the West Coast as summer nears its end.